Welcome to this Pearson podcast. My name is Deborah de Chiara. I'm an educational coach for Pearson Hispanoamérica. And today, we'd like to talk about how technology can become a key asset for successful teaching and learning. The 21st century is already here, and in fact, it has already been here for more than 10 years. We've been talking about 21st century education, skills, learners, and educators. We are already aware that a change of paradigm in education is imperative. Demek Asher, an American anthropologist, has created the acronym BANI to describe our current world, which is brittle, anxious, non-linear, and incomprehensible. And we know we need to provide our students with the ideal learning environments for them to grow up as successful 21st century global citizens. So, here's the first question for us to reflect as educators. Does incorporating ICT tools and assets in the classroom guarantee quality and innovative education? I guess you know the answer, but it's definitely no. Sometimes we confuse real pedagogical innovation, integrating emerging practices that improve our teaching, with mere incorporation of technology, with the simple use of an application. Digital technology is not innovation on its own. Its use puts, on top of everything, the significant integration in educational contexts can turn the experience into an innovative practice or just a reproduction of technical rationalist models. All in all, the suggestions is we move from the focus on the tool and technology itself and aim at improving our teaching practice and redesigning our students' learning environments. We should definitely start applying pedagogical theories and models across the curriculum to the use of educational technology and ICT tools. Some theorists say we should start talking about learning and knowledge technology, LKT, where the focus is on the processes instead of focusing on the tools themselves, that is to say, ICT, information and communication technology. We shouldn't just include devices in the classroom in an unnatural way so that technology plays a central role and we forget about the pedagogical basis underlying our actions as teachers. If technology is just imposed, we won't be dealing with an educational project that implements technology meaningfully, but with a technological project in an educational context. So, every time we decide to innovate in the classroom, let's start with the art of asking questions to ourselves. But instead of asking ourselves, which tool or app shall I use in my class? Let's think about, why should I use this tool or app? What are my students expected to learn in this activity? What will they have to do? Will they just be reproducing an activity which can be done without technology? What is the role of technology? Is there a task redesign, or is technology acting as a direct substitute with no functional change or improvement? I hope the answers to these questions lead us to create real technological educational projects that show the pedagogical basis of a genuine digital inclusion in the classroom as Mariana Marcos says. Thank you for listening to this podcast and hope to see you soon.